If I close my eyes, I can still see him smiling. The way his eyes crinkle in the corners. The way his mouth lifts like he has a secret. The way his husky laugh is warm and inviting. I can still see him walking into his bedroom to pack. I just saw him. He was fine. How? How is this even possible? Wiping the wetness from my cheeks with my free hand, I take a deep breath, hold on to Maverick's grasp, and force myself to search for what's left of my best friend. Cuts and bruises mar his arms and the side of his face. There's a bloody wound on his left temple, too. His eyes are closed, and his chest rises and falls slowly. I can almost believe he's sleeping, and if I walk toward him, he'll wake up. He'll be fine. But the charade is broken as I step closer to the bed, following Maverick's lead. Goosebumps prick along my arms, and a sob claws its way up my throat. He looks so lifeless, so gone, like his soul has already left his body, leaving a shell of the boy I grew up with. The boy I call my best friend. The boy I love more than he ever really knew or understood. My night,